me and Michelle, you know this, Stephen knows this, everybody knows this, but and I've set up somebody to teach, you know, the Bible verses, because we're going through the Bible, and these next coming Bible verses. And I was thinking to myself, this is awesome. This is awesome. I get to skip two of the most misinterpreted and difficult verses that are in the Bible. Now, that didn't happen. Now, we do not skip things in the Bible. Even if they're hard. You know, we don't pick and choose things in the Bible that we want to follow because we like them. You know, the Bible is a complete work. So even though I am scared for my very life, we're going to just jump in. But we're remembering that Gary is just a helper, that Gary did not write these words down, that we like Gary. Amen. And we're going to just start with 1 Timothy. That's a little weird. Chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Can you try to see if you fix that, Stephen? We'll read it through the... I don't know. Maybe it's minimize it. I don't know. So chapter 2, 1 Timothy chapter 2, 11 and 12. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, that's... Yeah, I thought you said... already said you could... And there's just ladies. These Stephen's my backup back there. So the letter to Timothy, right? These are letters to Timothy from Paul. We find out that Paul has sent Timothy to lead the church in Ephesus. Now, these letters were written to help Timothy lead that church. They also show us the problems they've had, show us how they dealt with them, show us on how the church should be led. Now, these verses are that part where Paul's talking about church services and how he would do it. Now, back in the day, so back in Paul's day, the early Christian church was modeled after the Jewish church, meaning they do the similar things. So where men and women, they'd typically set apart from each other, sometimes behind a veil, sometimes in an adjacent room, but they would be apart. So it would be distracting if the wife's, "Hey, honey," across the room, asking questions during a lesson. That'd be very distracting. Huh? Yeah, all the time. Here, because we're small in numbers, you know, a question here and there is no big deal. And actually, if you ever have questions about the lesson, I want you to ask. I want to know. I want to answer those questions. But if there was a ton of people, then it'd probably be better to wait till after the lesson to ask questions. And that's what he's talking about, is the wives maybe asking the husbands at home. Now, the translation for silent can mean respectable. So church services should be respectful and orderly. Now, the next hot-button topic is that there's only two genders, and they're different, right? Different roles they play, different responsibilities. Men have the responsibility to be the leader at home, in at church. It's the heater. It's because those, the tables. This is not saying that men are better, are more godly, are more spiritual than the ladies. Michelle was saved before me, and if it wasn't for her, you know, I might have never been saved. And if I think about it and try to count in my on my hands, in my feet, in my toes, I probably know more godly women than godly men. So what is the deal? Paul's telling Timothy not to let women teach or have authority over men. Paul does say men, meaning male adults, not children, not talking about children. And, but we've seen in the Old Testament, we've seen in the New Testament, where women are chosen by God to do great works. You know, strong in faith, teachers with leadership roles. Yet it, on all those cases, it doesn't really state that they were over men in a church setting. Now, was Paul only talking about the women of Ephesus? Or was he more broadly talking about all churches? Culturally, Ephesus was the site of the temple Artemis. Now, that's a female goddess, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. It was huge. It was a huge temple. So it was very big. People would come miles just to see it or worship there. In there, they had both male and female priests. Now, Paul may not have wanted that association, acting the same manner as a pagan religion, or because it was back in the day, you know, it was more of a man's world back then. You know, men more likely would have a tougher time taking lessons from a female. Or is it something that changes over time, culturally speaking? If only Paul would have explained a little bit more. Wouldn't that have been nice? So if we're having a hard time with a Bible verse, if we just pick a Bible verse out of the Bible and only read that and we're having a hard time, we should read the verses before it and the verses after it. So the verse after it, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, is still not quite fixed.
It's getting there.
Michelle, can you read that?
And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived.
All right, 13.
13?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You mean 14?
13. From the very beginning, from the very beginning.
You want that?
Yeah, we already read it though, but yes, awesome. From the very beginning, God set an order. God, Adam, then Eve. With leadership roles comes responsibility. If we read in Genesis, God told Adam not to eat of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil before he made Eve. So was it Adam's responsibility to tell Eve not to eat of that fruit? A lot of people say yes. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 there? Yeah.
Got it on his screen, so he can read that.
Right. I guess it is enough, right? In Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. How sexist can Paul be? Seriously. You know, is he saying that women could be tricked more easily than a man? Right? But if that was the case, why would we allow moms to raise children? Right? Because kids can be even tricked more easily than anybody. Right? So if moms get deceived easy, why are we have that much responsibility? So he's not saying that they're more tricked easily. So let's read it one more time. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. Jesse, can you read that?
And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression.
So if we really dive into it, who did Satan trick? Who did Satan trick? Or deceive? Who did Satan deceive? 50-50 choice. He deceived Eve, right? He deceived Eve. Was Adam deceived?
Yes.
Yes. It says he wasn't. He was not deceived. You know, Eve came and go, oh, look, hey, the fruit's fine. I mean, you could kind of say kind of deceived, but in a way, but not really deceived. The Satan did not deceive Adam. He was just like, oh, okay. You know? I love you. Whatever you say. He wasn't tricked. He wasn't deceived. So Adam knew what he was doing. Adam fully knew about the rebellion of sin, the rebellion against God that he was about to do. So morally speaking, whose sin would have been worse, Adam or Eve? Huh? Eve, because she was deceived? Because she was tricked? Or would it be Adam because he knew what he was doing and still did it anyways? Romans chapter 5, verse 12. I forgot about Stephen back there. You want to read that?
Can you read it?
Well, can you read it on the screen? Or I'll read it. Okay.
Therefore, just as though one man sin entered the world as death, though sin in us be spread to all men because all sin.
All right. So it says sin came through one man. Doesn't say came through one woman. Eve was not blamed for bringing sin into the world, for bringing death into the world, but Adam. It came through Adam. Sin came through Adam. Now, why does Adam get all the blame? You know, he tried to blame Eve when he got caught. He tried to blame God when he got caught. But he's blamed. God blames Adam. Is it because he knew better? Because he should have been the leader? He should have been the one to do the correction? Now, it's in all this, It's not men versus women. It's never been about men, oh no, men are better. No, women are better. It's not that one is superior or one is inferior. God had set a chain of authority. And a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. You know, when the chain is under test or is being pulled from both sides, the pressure is equally divided on all the links. And it doesn't matter if the link that breaks is in front or if it's in back, the chain is still broken. That's what matters is, well, the chain failed. The chain was broken. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Back to Jesse? Sure. Nevertheless, that's an in right there.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so Satan was a snake, right?
Yeah.
Then how come all the other snakes lost their legs, even though it was just Satan pretending to be a snake?
So, now, was... So, Satan's also depicted as the dragon.
Yeah.
Right. And... yeah, good question. I don't know. Yeah, that's something we can look into. But yeah, why are they getting blamed for what, something Satan did? I get your question. Huh, that poses an interesting thing. Poor little snakes. Wiggling around. Now, what is Paul thinking? Really, what is he thinking? Saying stuff like that is just getting me in trouble. You know, back in Paul's day, there was a lot of women, because they didn't have modern technology and modern hospitals and medical procedures, a lot of women had complications in childbirth and died. Christian, non-Christian. But this poses this huge a bunch of questions. A plethora of questions.
Abundance?
Abundantly, yeah. Of questions that Paul just opened. It's like a can of worms, and they just start filling out. It's like, do women need to have kids in order to be saved? Is Paul saying a Christian woman that dies during Christian or childbirth, were they truly a Christian? What about the women without Christian values, what survived childbirth? Are they saved now? What about women who don't want kids or could not have kids? And then ultimately it gives into that question, can our works save us or is it only the grace of God? One sticky situation Paul has put me in once again. Now again, you get that hard verse, and this one's very hard, and arguably people say this is the most difficult verse in the Bible. But you look at what? What do you do when you get to a hard verse in the Bible? You read the verses before it, and then read the verses after it. This one, we're going to look at the ones before it. Because what was Paul just talking about? He was talking about a woman a certain woman. He was talking about Eve, right? He was talking about Eve. And only women can give birth. I know today's society, I even looked it up, and God help me, hopefully there's no like weird stuff don't be happening on my computer after this, but I looked it up, and they want to tell you different. But what they're talking about was a biological female who wants to be male and still has female body parts. Yes, they could get pregnant because they're female, biologically female. They could get pregnant. They're not male. They might be cis male or male cis, whatever that is. But they're biologically female, and that's why they could get pregnant. But back to the Bible, is Eve gave birth to her kids, and then so forth and 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 so forth. And we get down to Mary. Joseph did not bring Jesus into the world, but Mary did. So with childbirth, salvation came into the world. And if we, this goes for the men also, so we, if we continue in faith, continue in love, in holiness, in self-control, we can be saved through childbirth. So the question, if a woman can be a pastor, and that's where this all started from, it seems like it's that line of authority. You know, the authority part is where it really draws the line. You know, God is very black and white, right or wrong. But we live in a fallen world, right? And we see things in gray. The thing about gray is, even the word, you could spell it two different ways correctly, right? It's crazy. I don't know, God set that up, but why is there two different ways to spell it? You know, what is the consideration, or what is too much authority, or when is too much authority too much? What if there's nobody else to lead? Women, just like men, are supposed to share and teach the gospel to the ones who are lost. There's small groups. There's all kinds of groups. What crosses the line? What changes the order of authority? Now, when the Bible is talking about this order, it more specifically talks about the church, the home, you know, not so much as politics, business, or schools. And then there's that whole sector, and we could get down a rabbit hole as far as women's rights, you know, gray lines in a fallen world. But the main point is men and women, they're different. Not better or worse. We're equal, yet we're different. There's nothing wrong with that. Each has its own part to do. We have different parts, but we work as one unit. And God, for each one of us, God is the ultimate authority above nobody else. You know, he trumps everybody else. He means that we need to listen to him first, no matter where we're at in the chain of command. First, we listen to God. Then, if and only if the person above us is doing the right things and following according to God, then we listen to them second. Matthew 6, verse 33. Michelle?
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
So seek him first. I know there could be still a question out there, and typically, as far as women being pastors, most churches, because a lot of churches are letting women be pastors, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with a teaching, but it seems like to me it's that authority of being the main person in charge. Being authority, or abusing authority, is also another translation for that. And that went a lot quicker. I thought I'd get things thrown at me or something. Huh? I know. And I didn't know. I was just trying to get past that. But Michelle, can you close us in prayer?